Rygrodsky, Jerzy. Jerzy Rygrodsky was deported to the Treblinka camp on the 12th of September 1942 and escaped during the prisoner uprising on the 2nd of August 1943. On an unspecified date, he wrote a lengthy report on his stay at the camp, which was published in 1958. He described the alleged Treblinka gas chambers, presumably operated with engine exhaust gas, similar, but less detailed, to the way Yankel Viernik had described them in his 1944 booklet. Viernik's booklet, whose tale was plagiarized by various authors and witnesses, such as Abraham Goldfarb, may also have been known to Rygrodsky. He added some unique features to it, which are not part of the common law accepted by the orthodoxy, such as peepholes in the gas chamber doors, an execution time of 1 hour, showers at the ceiling, and the conversion of Treblinka's first three gas chamber execution building into a workshop. He claimed to have worked at removing corpses from the gas chambers a few times. He asserted that the victims lay dead in the chamber, piled up to a height of 5 feet. Let's assume that on average 7 people can lie on a surface of 4 square meters, 6 side by side, and 1 crosswise. The height of a human body lying down is on average at most 20 centimeters. To reach a stacking height of 5 feet, some 160 centimeters, this requires roughly 8 layers. Hence, 56 people would be lying stacked up, in this cubicle on 4 square meters. Standing up, this would result in a packing density of 14 people per square meter, which is not realistic, to say the least. Rygrodsky moreover told the tale of a young Jew helping to operate the gas chamber engine. However, it is rather unlikely that a Jew was an accomplice of the mass murder of his fellow Jews. Supposedly, this Jew was later married, evidently to a deported Jewess while in the camp, for else, how would he know? And why would he mention it, if it hadn't been a memorable camp event? This may be an echo of the tall tale told by SS Judge Konrad Morgan, in his testimony at the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal, of Jews won over by the SS to exterminate their brethren, and of a lavish Jewish wedding inside one of the Auschwitz-Reinhardt camps, of which Treblinka was one. For more details, see Metonio 2021e, pages 191 and following.